Did you ever break a mirror and spend the rest of the day in dread, wondering what awful fate would befall you? It is bad luck to break a mirror, you know, because the gods in the mirror are protecting you from harm, and when you break your particular mirror, you're darkening the vision of your protectors, and anything is liable to happen. Take the strange tale of Celeste Collins. She was a pretty Irish girl of 21 on this day of her birthday, and the girls in the office were giving her a luncheon party. She was dressing in her bedroom, arranging her hair in a stunning coiffure and admiring herself in her hand mirror. Her hair was her crowning glory, the envy of the girls at the office. And so she preened herself in the mirror, turning first this way and that, completely satisfied with the effect. But she set the mirror down carelessly, and it slipped off the dresser, falling to the floor with a shattering sound of broken glass. Celeste wrinkled her pretty nose and shrugged her shoulders. Just another mirror. At any rate, it was time to go to work. She hurried from the house to catch the subway. While she was fumbling in her purse for a token, it spilled open and all the contents spread out onto the turnstile. Reaching under the stile to put her bag together only caused a long run in each of her silk stockings. Then she was an hour late for work because the train stalled in the tunnel and dried up transportation. And at the office, she overturned a bottle of ink on the whole pile of contracts she had typed so carefully the day before. Well, by noon, Celeste decided it was just one of those days when you should have stayed in bed. Although Celeste Collins was Irish, and the Irish are fey, steeped in the traditions of leprechauns and strange happenings, she was practical and sensible as well as pretty. The broken mirror was just a coincidence, and just a silly superstition anyway. And the birthday party that followed erased any doubt she may have had in her mind. The girls wined her and dined her in the little restaurant around the corner. They'd even gotten her a birthday cake. And even though the morning had been awful, the rest of the day flew by with Celeste as happy as a bird. And so, at 5 o'clock, she went home. Her birthday had been a great success. It was only an hour later, while she was sewing a dress in the living room, that the doorbell rang. Expectantly, Celeste sprang to answer. It was a delivery man with a large, upright package that towered as high as the door. Celeste signed for it as the man moved the package to the center of the room and propped it up against the table. After he'd left, she eyed the heavy cords that bound the package and suddenly realized that the girls had taken this method of surprising her with a birthday present. Delightedly, she took her sewing shears and cut the cords. The wrapping paper fell away with a hissing noise, and miraculously, there were two Celeste Collins in the room. The one standing away from the table, the other smiling back from the reflected depths of the full-length mirror propped against the table. But Celeste Collins started to scream. The face in the mirror was a twisted, satanic thing, an outrageous caricature of the lovely face before it. Celeste stepped back, overwhelmed with fright. She kept backing up, but the awful thing in the mirror receded with her, and then her legs were halted by the sill of the window behind her. Whirling, Celeste saw her face again in the crystal-clear panes of glass in the window, the same hideous, ghastly smile. With a terrible shriek, she hurled herself at the window and fell through. 6 stories to the cement courtyard below. So you see, my friend, the birthday present was a gift from hell. Of course, Celeste saw only herself in the mirror. But look for yourself. Look into the mirror. Oh, there, you've dropped it. Broken it into a million fragments. How dreadful. I'm afraid you're in for some bad luck.